I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here's today's news. Well, as millions of motorists gear up for travel, the California Highway Patrol is gearing up too, starting at 6:01 p.m. on Wednesday, November 27th, and running through 11:59 p.m. on Sunday, December 1st. The CHP will activate its annual Thanksgiving Maximum Enforcement Period, other known as MEP. Throughout the holiday weekend, CHP officers statewide will be on patrol promoting safe driving and ensuring seatbelts are buckled. Thanksgiving is a time for togetherness, and our mission is to ensure everyone reaches their destination safely, said CHP Commissioner Sean Duryea. We encourage everyone to prepare their vehicles for travel, leave early to account for heavy traffic, buckle up, and never drive impaired. The well-being and safety of others starts with making good decisions behind the wheel. The CHP urges everyone to play their part in making the holiday safe, buckle up, drive sober, refrain from speeding, and avoid distraction. The mission of the CHP is to provide the highest level of safety, service, and security. Well, yesterday, Caltrans officially closed State Route 120 West for the winter. That's right, State Route 120 West at the Levining Gate entered into its winter closure Monday afternoon. The highway had been in a storm closure since November 11th. The seasonal closure of the highway coincides with Yosemite National Park's winter closure of Tioga Pass and the Tioga Road. Don't forget, if you're traveling in and throughout the Sierras, the additional highways are closed for storm closures are 108 and 89, which is Sonora Pass and Monitor Pass. Well, the Recycling and Waste Management would like you to know that all of the Inyo County landfills will be closed on Thursday and Friday, November 28th and 29th, 2024, for the Thanksgiving holidays. The landfills will be open regular hours for the rest of the week. Don't forget, Giving Tuesday is December 3rd next week. And a Bishop-based Sierra Forever, formerly Eastern Sierra Interpretive Association, is like many other nonprofits asking the community to consider donating on Giving Tuesday, December 3rd, the Tuesday after this Thanksgiving, a date set aside as a worldwide day of charitable giving happening primarily online. What is different about Sierra Forever's Giving Tuesday effort is this year that it is using the EarthGives.org platform to fundraise. Earth Gives, through which Sierra Forever raised close to $1,600 earlier this fall, is proud to be a part of the Giving Tuesday family, said Earth Gives founder and executive director Rhonda Bernard. The Phoenix-based nonprofit is only fundraising platform solely dedicated to supporting nonprofit organizations focused on conservation and environmental education and protection. How to give? Simply go to www.earthgives.org/organization/Sierra Forever. Well, as much as we love doing the news, the one thing that we do not like doing is house fires. So we have some safety tips for you for cooking. Always keep an eye on what you're cooking, frying, grilling, broiling, boiling, and check the food regularly. Be on alert if you're sleepy or have consumed alcohol. Don't use the stove or the stovetop. Keep anything that can catch fire, oven mitts, wooden utensils, food packaging, towels, or curtains away from your stovetop. Keep a fire extinguisher approved for cooking or grease fires nearby. Make sure your smoke alarms are working. If you have a cooking fire, always cook with a lid beside your pan. If you have a fire, slide the lid over the pan and turn off the burner. Do not remove the cover because the fire could start again. Let the pan cool for a long time. Never throw water on the fire. If the fire does not go out or you don't feel comfortable sliding a lid over the pan, get everyone out of the home. Call the fire department from outside. For an oven fire, turn off the heat and close the door. When in doubt, get out. When you leave, close the door behind you to help contain the fire. Call 911 or the local emergency number after you leave. Well, final tip for you guys for computer health, change your passwords and make them random. According to The Verge, 3,018,050 people, that's how many times identity manager NordPass saw the password 123456 in 2023. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. We are the locals' community news, and we thank you for listening.